Grammar Girl here. A listener named Pete was reading his copy of my book, The Grammar Devotional, and came across my entry about camel case, the practice of squishing two or more words together, but keeping the first letter of the second or third words capitalized so that the word looks like a camel with the hump in the middle. I gave his examples MySpace, which has the S in space capitalized, and the band name Outcast, which has the K in cast capitalized. In general, I don't like camel case. I talked about the history, which is probably related to computer programming restrictions that mean you can't have spaces in variables and file names. And I concluded that, quote, marketers decided it was a trendy way to make a company name stand out, unquote. Pete takes exception to my conclusion and makes an interesting point. He said, quote, there's a key piece of information missing here. A major force driving the spread of camel case is quite specifically the desire for a .com web URL that corresponds to your company or brand. In the top-level .com domain, virtually every simple English word is taken. The easiest way to find a .com address that's both memorable and available is to combine two words. Your newfound URL can't have a space in it, so neither can your new company or brand. But if you don't capitalize the second word, you get a compound word instead of two words, and the effect is often strange. In 1999, I found a great URL for my internet publishing startup, NetRead. If I didn't use camel case and spelled the company NetRead with only the N capitalized, I found that half the people seeing the name pronounced it Neetred. My parents still prefer that pronunciation, presumably because they hate me. Companies neglect camel case at their peril. It seems to me that NetEase.com has succeeded in spite of their name, which could easily be interpreted as knee-tease, while Netflix was safe with a single cap. Even without such landmines, extra capital letters can make the name easier to grok or remember. LowerMyBills.com, with the my and bills capitalized, is easier on the eye than LowerMyBills.com all run together. I could go on, but you probably get the point. It's all about the URL, unquote. That was mostly a direct quotation from Pete. I did add a bit of explanation about what was capitalized and lowercase, since you can't see the words on the page. I would argue that it's possible to have a space in your company name and still write it as camel case wherever you print the URL. But I do see his point, also that the trend toward camel case isn't just marketers trying to be cute. It also has a practical underbelly. Also, in some instances, URLs can be case-sensitive, so it is a good idea to be consistent and reinforce how you want people to type your URL into their browsers. Plus, I'm always harping on people about being consistent, so I stand corrected, or at least better informed and more open-minded. Pete also pointed me to a New York Times on Language column by Caleb Crane that ran back on November 23rd. Indeed, Crane also points to the digital world as a driver behind the growth of camel case. Crane says, quote, in the 1980s and 90s, word spacing became seriously endangered, probably because, as the magazine New Scientist has noted, the most charismatic capitalists of those decades came from Silicon Valley, where software languages often required them to omit spaces. To save their eyesight, programmers injected capitals into their compounds, and as they ascended to cultural hegemony, word sealed to perfect, quick soldered to time, and power married to point, unquote. Crane goes on to report something else I found fascinating, though. He writes that ancient Greek and Latin did without spaces between words in the beginning, and people had to read texts out loud to figure out what the words were supposed to be. To read his whole wonderful article about the history of spaces, search the New York Times website for camel case. Finally, my advice to those trying to figure out when to use camel case is if you're writing about a company and the formal company name uses camel case, honor their spelling and write it that way. Otherwise, avoid it. Finally, you can find the complete Grammar Girl archive, over 250 articles and their corresponding podcasts at quickanddirtytips.com. And I do find myself writing that in camel case with the Q, A, D, and T in quickanddirtytips.com capitalized so it's easier to read. So I guess I'm guilty too. That's all. Thanks for listening. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and if you liked this podcast, you'll love my books, The Grammar Devotional and Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. That's all. Thanks for listening.